Here we go. I'm back. All right. Like I said, for some reason that Google stuff popped up last night. I was right before I went to bed, and I definitely don't do that. And I don't recommend it if you're in the ministry reading Google comments about your church on a Saturday night. You know, but I did. I felt really good about it after I got done. But you know what I saw last night was interesting? We've got a lot of comments out there. But, you know, you that clean this facility and it's done by volunteers, did you know online people that have never been here or come maybe one time, they remark on how beautiful everything's kept, how clean the facilities are. Can we thank the Lord? That just shouldn't happen. People are making that happen. People without pay. That keeps us debt-free. We got so many volunteers that make everything. I thought that was fantastic. But a lot of comments about me. Yeah. They said, rarely will you come to this church and fall asleep. I think that's a plus. Amen. Say. Because if you fall asleep here, there's a good chance I will talk about you like a dog in front of everybody. You hear what I'm saying? But anyway, they like the fact that I'm down and dirty. I tell the truth. And I don't want to preach above you. Okay? And I'm not better than you. You hear me? We're talking about getting right with God. You'll never get right with God if you keep looking at somebody who's worse than you and you think you're okay. Got it? Say. Never going to get right with God like that. And so what God does for us in the Bible, He gives us one of the best men who've ever lived. Matter of fact, his name was David, King David. And I launch a brand new series today. Brand new, never done it. I'll study it, I'll search it out, we'll see how it goes. It's called Hard Talks with God. Say that out loud. Hard Talks with God. And I'm going to look in the Bible. It's not going to be hard. I'm going to look at individuals who had some hard talks with God. And we start today. Today's Renewal Sunday. I was planning on doing this one probably later in the series, but it'll work out just fine. I already preached in the first service. It's going to be just fine. But it's about King David. And King David was a man after God's own heart. King David fought the giant. What was the giant's name? Goliath, and defeated Goliath. He was a mighty man of God. But he definitely lost his way. If King David lost his way, Gary has lost his way. Richard's lost his way. Any lady want to raise a hand and say, I've lost my way? Yeah. Got it? Today is all about getting right with God. Finding your way back home with God. It's not about the church. Nah, it's about you and Him. Me and Him. Amen? And so we've got this incredible story. The curtain's pulled back. King David wrote the Psalms. The greatest king Israel's ever had. Jesus Christ comes in the lineage of King David. Are you kidding me? A man after God's own heart, you mean he failed? Some of you might not know this failure. But I'm going to share it with you today. And that's going to be our series, starting out today. Hard Talks with God. But we're really not here today to judge David. Because David did something maybe you've not done, and I'm glad you haven't. But probably some have. It's not about that. It's not about what he did. It's about what you're doing. Got it? Yes or no? And what I'm doing. Not about him being wrong. It's about me being wrong. Say that out loud. It's not about him being wrong. It's about what? Me being wrong. Let's talk about it. Are y'all ready or not? Say. Because the train's rolling now. Let's go. Let's go to the message. Getting right with God. This is a message of renewal for Renewal Sunday at Fellowship Church. Let's check it out and see what we can find. David, I've said it several times. Say it out loud with me. You need to know this. You need to know this. He was a man after what? He sinned terribly. Guess who else has sinned terribly in this room? Take a wild guess. We all have. Yeah. I thought y'all were going to say you. It's true. I have. I have. When I get up here and preach, you know, talk about a tough message. It's a tough message on me. I'm the biggest sinner I know. Why do I say that? Because I only know me. It's funny how we tell somebody they're a big old sinner because we act like we know them. Look at you, man. Say. You might say, well, I ain't done that big a sin. You've done enough to go to a devil's hell and spend eternity there. Who's bragging now? Say. This was a man after God's own heart. What does that mean? I want us to try to find out what that means today. 2 Samuel says, but now thy kingdom, talking to Saul, Saul was king. Your kingdom's not going to continue. The Lord has sought him. Say it with me. Say it with me out loud. A what? Man after his own heart. That's David. And the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people because thou, Saul, you've not kept that which the Lord commanded you. So David was a man after what? God's own heart. What does that mean? We're going to find out, I think. Acts also mentions this. And when he had removed him, when Saul was removed as king, he raised up unto them, said out loud, what's his name? David, to be their what? King, to whom also he gave their testimony and said, say it out loud please, I have what? Found who? David, the son of Jesse, out loud, a what? Man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Thank you. I want to... What made David a man after God's own heart? David sinned terribly. We're about to get into it. It's in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12. I'm not going to read it. I could read it. But I think I'm just going to tell you the story. It starts off in chapter 11. In the springtime, when kings go to battle, when kings go to war, David stayed home. David stayed home. King David, this mighty man of valor. A man after God's own heart. Especially chosen by God Himself. He stayed home. David was a warrior king. Would you say that out loud? David was a what? One more time. He was a what? One more time. This isn't some guy that laid around getting fanned with feathers and eating grapes. He wasn't that kind of king. He was a warrior king. So I personally think the start of his sin and downfall was he was where he shouldn't be. He was where he shouldn't be. He was home instead of out there on the battlefield. And while he's where he shouldn't be, he goes on the roof, looks at the kingdom. He probably got a pretty high roof. Imagine he see about anything. And he sure did. He saw, the Bible says, a very beautiful woman, naked, bathing. So where he shouldn't be. And now he's looking where he shouldn't be looking. Is this hard to follow so far? Are we all with me so far? I don't understand the Bible. Well, then you need help. Because this ain't that hard. Okay? Then what? He inquires about the woman that he sees on the roof. He the king. Oh, by the way, he has tons of wives. Whether you like it or not, or I like it or not, David had many wives. But he saw that person when he was somewhere he shouldn't be, looking at somebody he shouldn't be looking at. Inquired about her. You know what they said? They said her name. Her name's Bathsheba. And said she is married to, what's his name? Uriah. Yeah. We don't know many Old Testament names like that, but we know that one. So he knew about it. And then he did something he should have never done. He said, bring her to me. Now, who is this we're talking about? We're talking about David. And who is David? He's a man after what? Say it one more time. He's a man what? How many would say, boy, that don't sound like a man after God's own heart? But he is a man after God's own heart. It's funny how we put people on pedestals, don't we? We put them on pedestals. Did you know every man or woman you look at on this earth, they've all fallen. They've all fallen short of the glory of God. They're all flawed. They're all sinners. Yes or no? Do you know that or not? Say. And that's just a fact. And you don't know what's in their mind. I'm going to say it. I've never said this publicly. I don't think I have. Maybe I should shut up right now. I'm the biggest sinner I know because in my heart I planned a murder. Your pastor did such a terrible thing. How many have been hurt so bad in your life you wish somebody would be removed off the planet? Let me see some hands. That ain't the only one in the room today. Yeah. Yeah. And you know the Bible says if I've done that in my heart, I'm what? I'm guilty. Now we can act like we haven't done things. We can act like we haven't thought things or planned things. You'll never get right with God if you keep acting like that. So I would rather tell you a little bit about my heart and a little bit about my life if it helps me get right with Him or stay closer to Him. Is that understood? Yes or no? Say.
Well, what will happen if I tell somebody they're going to leave me?
Well, so keep being a fraud the rest of your life. Okay? Back to the story. So he calls for her, even though she's married, has sex with her. And so it's all good, wasn't it? All good. Where he wasn't supposed to be, looking at something he wasn't supposed to do, then doing something he shouldn't did. Here's the problem. When we do that, when he did that, things are really out of his control now. Y'all know that or not? Say. Out of his control. And she lets him know she is blank. What's the word? Pregnant. Uh-oh. So King David, a man after God's own heart, what does he do? He tries to do what we do. He tries to do what we do. He tries to do what to his sin? Say it out loud. Cover it up. Let's take another test. How many in your life you've had sin? You can be with me or not. I don't give a hoot. You're in church. You can get right with God if you want to. But you're never going to get right with God by lying. It ain't going to happen. But how many would say, in my life, I'm not saying it's current, could be. But in my life, I have certainly worked at covering up sin in my life. Anybody want to raise some hands in the house today? First service, every hand went up. Because I don't want you to get struck by lightning. And when I said that, one joker put both hands. We're talking about getting right with God today. David's in the Bible. I'm not trying to pick on David. He's here for our admonition. He's here for our learning. Amen. This is awful. This is in the Bible. But God loves you and me so much that He would put one of His all-time favorite people in the Bible and show how rotten and sorry he was so you and I could get some help today. Amen. So, what did he do? Tries to cover it up. If you don't know this story, it's a great story. You ought to go read it, even memorize it. So he calls for Uriah to be sent home, the husband, and texts, just asking, how's it going on the battlefield? I want to find out how it's going on the battlefield. Man after God's own heart, trying to cover it up, conniving. And then after he talks to Uriah for a while, he says, you go ahead and take a night off, and you go on home and make love to your wife. It's in the Bible, it's what it says. So the next day he checks on Uriah, find out how the night went. Because he's trying to cover it up. Want to make it think it's his baby. Yes or no? How many say it says this sounds like a TV show? Sure it does. And so Uriah reports to him the next morning. You have a nice time with the wife last night. He goes, I ain't doing that. When my men and fellow soldiers are out there fighting and they're having to lay out in the cold at night or on the grass at night, I'm going to take off a night and go down and be with my aunt. Ain't happening. I didn't do it. What? So what did he do? Go ahead and extend your stay. Come over to my house, to the palace tonight. And King David gave him a feast and got him drunk as a skunk. How many have been drunk on a skunk in this room? Anybody want to raise some hands? I'm sorry to do that to you today. How many are like, you feeling really dirty right now? Don't be laughing. Here we go. So he sends him home. Thought for sure him inebriated would work. It didn't work. He didn't even go inside. He slept outside the door. And so the plan failed. So David's cover-up failed. Or did it? No, he had another plan. And that was, he called General Joab, got General Joab summoned somehow. And he said this, I want you to put Uriah the Hittite on the front lines of the battle where it's the hottest. You pick a spot where the enemy is strong. And if need be, you pull the troops back and leave him out front to take all the arrows. And that's exactly what happened. Uriah the Hittite was killed. All because a king wasn't where he was supposed to be. And he was looking at what he shouldn't do. And he did what he shouldn't do with somebody. Now he's trying to cover it up. And I don't know about you, but I can relate to this guy, David. Y'all hear me or not? Say. You expect me to stand on this stage today and say, I'm better than King David? I don't advise you to sit in your chair and say that either. You hear me or not? Say. That's not what the message is about. It's here to help us. So what happened? What happened? Well, life goes on. Everything's good now. Got another wife to add to the clan. Got a baby on the way. Great. Did you know God loves you and me more than that? He loves you enough to get you out of bed this morning, to bring you or have you online or on radio listening to me. Right? He loves you more than to leave you in your sin. You hear me or not? Say. He loves you so much that he wants a preacher to confront you today. Answer the phone. Or the alarm or whatever. I'm up. Did you know he loved David so much that he didn't leave him in his sin like that? He sent a prophet to him. What was the prophet's name? His prophet's name was what? Nathan, not the hot dog guy. Nathan the prophet. So here's what Nathan the prophet, he confronts King David. And here's what he says to King David. He says, oh, King, I have a story for you. There's a rich man, very wealthy man. He has tons of sheep and a lot of cattle. I mean, so many, it ain't even funny. And there was a poor man who had one little ewe lamb. And he's telling David this story, and David's just all ears. And he said a traveler came to town, and the rich man wanted to take care of the traveler. And so, he wanted to provide him a beautiful meal and take care of him. And so the rich man, instead of taking one of his sheep from the whatever many he had, he, the rich man, took the one ewe lamb from the poor man. Now this little ewe lamb, that little poor man loved that lamb. He loved it so much that he would let it come in the house. Right in the house. Hey. He would let the little lamb eat from the table. He would hold a little ewe lamb in his arms. The Bible says, like a daughter. He loved that little lamb. But the rich man, instead of giving up one of his, he took the poor man's ewe lamb, had him slaughtered, and he served that little pet lamb to the traveler. You know what David said? Take a wild guess what David said. Take a wild guess what David said. Take a wild guess what David said. Oh! Oh! I can't believe he would do such a thing! Ah! Hey! Kill him! Kill that man! Kill him! Aren't we just like that, they say? When it comes to getting right with God, we can point the finger at somebody else. We can so easily see somebody else's sin. But when it comes to our own, we can't see it at all. How many wish y'all to stay home and not even come to church today after a message like this? You're feeling like crap, some of you. My goal is we'll all feel that way when I get done. So we'll get right with God. Amen or oh me. Why are we in church to begin with if it's not to get right with God? Say, I tell people this. I go to church for me. I go to church for me. Even though I'm the pastor here and I've been here a long time. Guys, I'm old now. I could quit. I could do whatever I wanted to. I go to church for me because I need help. Say that out loud. I need help. And we need to get right with God. But David, so just like us, even though he did all that stuff, he couldn't see himself in the story. How blind are we sometimes? Yes or no? How many raise some hands and say, I have been so stupid in my life. Want to raise some hands? We've been so stupid, blind as a bat. Couldn't see anything. But I'm going to tell you something right now. God loves you so much and me so much that He cares about us and He wants to confront us with our sin. It's not because He hates us. He's God. You think He needs us? He loves us. And so here's what happened. After that story, and David was incensed and wanted to get that man brought to him and get him killed, Nathan said these words. In the King James, it says it this way. Say it with me. Thou art the man. You him, buddy. Here's why David's a man after God's own heart. He was blinded by sin. He was stupid. He was wicked. He did a horrible thing. There's no doubt about it. But when he was confronted, even though he tried to cover it up, when he was confronted, he was a man after God's own heart because he could have had Nathan killed. Yes or no? Could he have had Nathan killed? Yes or no? Sure he could have. He could have everybody related to this story killed. But rather, David chose to repent. Say that out loud. David chose to what? Repent. We're not a king. We can't have people wiped out. We can't do that. He could have. He was a man after God's own heart because God really mattered to him. God really mattered to him. Well, then why did he do what he did? Because he was a screw-up fool. He made a horrible choice. But instead of bragging, look, and cover it up, keep living that way, when confronted, he did the right thing. Y'all hear me or not? He was a man after God's own heart. He repented. And then I'm going to finish now. I wasn't going to spend as much time on that story, but it's hard not to have that story and have a little fun with it. In the Bible, if you have a Bible like mine, I've got an old-fashioned Bible. Old King James. I like the Bible I have. Above my Bible, above the Psalms, it might tell you a little about the Psalm that you're about to read. This one says, it's Psalm 51. Say Psalm 51. You ought to know Psalm 51. If you want to get right with God, stay right with God. Don't forget 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12. And don't forget Psalm 51. Above it, it says, in my Bible, it's not in the Bible, it's just a little note. It says, a Psalm of David after his sin with, what's her name? Bathsheba. And so I want to finish this morning, just a few minutes, not long. How did David get right with God? Wouldn't you like to know, yes or no? Did God kill him? No, he didn't kill him. Now, what he did, was there consequences? Yes, there was a consequence. The baby died. Also, his family was screwed up pretty much forever after that. What does that mean? His children? His grandchildren? Does that mean David wasn't right with God? No, David got right with God. But choices we make, don't think we can just wish them all away or give the money to the church and make it go away like a wand. Choices have consequences. Yes or no, amen. But David chose God, and he chose repentance instead of choosing, oh, I'm picked on. I'm going to tell you something makes me sick, and y'all might not like me for saying this. I'm sure I'll get some great Google reviews. Something makes me sick. You living in sin, and you doing the wrong thing, and you coming to me telling me you're being picked on. I call you a big stinking baby is what you are. Okay? And you're not a man. If you're a man doing that, you're a baby. A man after God's own heart owns up to what he has done. If you really want to be a man after God's heart, or a woman, you've got to get to that place. And that's what getting right with God's all about. Pull the facade down. Quit faking it. Amen. This is hard message for me. Why? Because I've done these things. I've faked it. I've covered it up. I've done stuff. I'm no different than you. I'm no better than you. Y'all hear me or not? Say. So I'm just telling you the truth. So what happened? He repented. You know what I really love over there where David, where he was confronted by Nathan? He said that he had sinned against the Lord. David acknowledged that. And immediately Nathan said something. You know what Nathan said to him? You know what Nathan said to him? The Lord has forgiven you. Say that out loud. The Lord has forgiven you. There's no way. There's no way I made you king. You gave you all these wives, gave you all the kingdom, and you do this to me? You disgrace my name? You know what God says? I forgive you. That's what it says. He repented, acknowledged his sin, and God literally what? Boy, it's harder on me to do that with people. How many would say that's true with you too? It's just somebody hurts you real bad. It's rough. It's hard, ain't it? Because we're not God. God loves us so much that when we ask for forgiveness, quote the verse with me. If we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our what? Sins and cleanse us from all what? Unrighteousness. He will cast our sin as far as the what? He will bear in the depths of the what? See and remember it what? As soon as David was confronted, he didn't play the game. Because he had a heart. He had a heart for God. And I am the man. I did that. I'm wrong. And this is the psalm that tells you about it. And I'd like to just read a few verses and let's just see what we can learn today. Would you read verse 1 with me? This is David talking. It's not in 2 Samuel, it's over in Psalms. Say it with me. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your what? Loving kindness, according to the multitude of your what? Tender mercy. Blot out my... You want to get right with God? Here we go. Here we go. Train. We're really on the train now. Number one, say it with me. You want to get right with God? You want to get right with God today? Say it out loud. God, I need your mercy. Can we do that again? God, I need your mercy. You might say, what's mercy? Well, for a person to give you mercy, you have to have wronged that person. You have to have taken from them, hurt them, caused them great harm. So David's asking God for mercy because David hurt God. Now the word mercy, you know what the word mercy means? Say it out loud. It means what? David is asking for God's mercy because Jesus Christ, God's Son, paid for that on the what? On the cross. He's asking for mercy. Are we cool? That's point number one. You want to get right with God? Don't excuse make. Don't try to cover it up. Don't try to spiritualize. Act like you're better than everybody. How about do this? Say this. God have what? Mercy on me. Point number one. Let's look at another one. Verse 2. Say it with me. Wash me. Whose psalm is this? Take a wild guess. What's his name? David. Wash me what? Thoroughly or throughly from my what? Iniquity. And cleanse me from my... Keep going. This is huge. For I what? Acknowledge my... And my sin is what? That's how you get right with God. Say it with me out loud if you don't mind. So have mercy on me, O God. Number two. It's coming. Yellow right there. Wham. Is it stuck, Roger? There it is. Say this out loud. If you want to get right with God, I'm not saying you read on a screen with me and everything gets wonderful. I'm trying to give you a path. Number one, God have mercy on me. Number two, say it with me. God, say it out loud, I what? Admit my sin, and I want you to clean me from where? I don't want to just wear the face mask anymore. I don't want to act so good, look at me. No, I want you to clean me from inside, because I suck. And I stink. And I'm rotten. Did you know God loves prayers like that? Number three. Against you, God, say it with me. And you what? Have I sinned? I thought it was against Bathsheba. I thought it was against his team. I thought it was against Uriah. He came to the place, because he was a man after God's own heart. He realized, even though he had wronged all those people, who he had really wronged was the Lord. And that's why he says this. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that you might be justified when you speak and you be clear when you judge. You know what he was saying? I have sinned against you. You are absolutely right to do whatever you think with me. Because this is on me. I did it. I did all of this. You are just at judging me. I admit what I did. It was against you. See, that's what a man after God's heart will do. Yes or no, amen. Jeremy, are you with me? Keep going, Raj. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity. He's not blaming his mama. And in sin, my mama conceived me. He ain't blaming. No, he's just owning who he is. Other people see me as the king. Other people see me as the pastor. No, I was shaping an iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. And by the way, so was your situation. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, on the inside, the hidden part. You shall make me to know wisdom. You'll be real smart. Get right with God on the inside. You're not smart covering it up. You're not smart just playing the game. I know this is a little bit hard on you. I'm just trying to love on you, be honest with you. You hear me today or not, say? Purge me with hyssop and I shall be what? Wash me and I'll be what? This is how David found his way back home. This wicked man? Yeah. Make me to hear. Oh, I love your scripture. Read that loud with me. Make me to hear, say it out loud, joy and gladness, that my bones, which you have broken, may rejoice. Wouldn't you like happy bones again? Wouldn't you like to have a little kick in your step? Wouldn't you like to have that, whatever that is in your life that's just hanging over you? And maybe you don't feel that way all the time, but just a situation can occur, a name can pop up, something can remind you of that. Just, God. Don't you want to be right with God and get happy bones again? Then listen to David. Now listen, not really listen to David, listen to God. He's the one that put it in the book so we could see our way out. Hide your face from my sins. Blot out what? Boy, what a great verse this is. Boy, you ought to memorize this verse. Put it on the refrigerator. Say it out loud with me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And here's our word for the day. And what? Renew a right spirit within me. Would you say it out loud? How do I get right with God? God, I want you to clean my heart and renew a right spirit within me. Just a couple of more scriptures. Raj, God, I want you to say it out loud. Change my, and help me with my way I'm living my life. I want to be what? This is how David did it. And you might say, well, I haven't done the things David did. Oh, then you should have it easy doing this. God's angry with you. He's angry with me when we're not right with Him. You think He's patting us on the head? Oh, I did love you. No. Now, if we're saved, is He sending us to hell? No. No. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from what? All sin. But we're not right with God. We're hurting God. And there's consequences that's happening, and we're hurting our world and people. That's not God's plan for my life or your life. David goes on to say, cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Say this one with me. Restore unto me the what? Joy of thy salvation. My salvation is because you gave it to me. And uphold me with your what? Your free spirit. Then, God, it's been horrible what I did, what I've gone through. It's terrible. It was me. But Lord, I can teach transgressors their ways. And that's what God's using him to do today, isn't he? And I can teach sinners to be what? Converted. They can get right with you. Thank God for David. Thank God for this sin. No, horrible. Thank God he had a heart that longed to get right with God. He was a man after God's what? Heart. He lost his way, but thank God he found his way back home. Amen? Deliver me from blood guiltiness. Deliver me from the murder. Oh God, thou God of my salvation, my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. Oh Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth praise. I want to praise you again. I want to be right with you. For thou desire not sacrifice, or I would give it. Thou delight not in burnt offering. No. The sacrifices of, say this verse out loud, huge, we're going to finish here. The sacrifices of God are what? A broken spirit, say it out loud, a what? Broken and a what? Oh God, these last four words are huge. Thou will not despise. When Nathan told him the story and said, you're the man, he owned it immediately. David did. And he was cleansed immediately. Don't you want that today? Yes or no? Last part of this message today. How do I get right with God? And we quit. Y'all wish I was still on the cruise, don't you? I'll go back. Would you tell the Lord this morning, I want you to know, God, that I need you. And I want you. And I can't make it without you. That's what a man after God's heart looks like. A man after God's heart is not a perfect man who doesn't sin. They don't exist. A man after God's own heart sees his wicked way, Instead of making excuses and being a baby, he owns it. And says, God, I want you more than this crap. Amen? Did we understand the message today? Let's thank the Lord for it. I quit right there. I had more, but we quit right there. That was plenty. That was plenty. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand on up. We are having communion. I went a couple of minutes over, but that's what I do. Come on, let's get on our feet if you can, and let's have communion in just a moment. But let's end respectfully. I don't know how other churches do it. I really don't give a hoot. I like to always end respectfully. Okay? Been a hard message today. How many with an uplifted hand? Just not ashamed. You're not ashamed. You'd say, Pastor Gary, that I needed that today, and that's good for me. And I'm going to utilize. I'm going to listen today. I'm going to screw around on this. I love that, guys. I love this. You know how few preachers can get up and talk like this and just talk to you, and I'm not better than you. I've been right here. I got stuff right now I got to deal with too. It's not, you're not alone. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you would take one of your favorite people, all-time people, it seems, in the Bible, and you would leave him open, exposed. You would show us the nasty so that we could get right. You showed his mess so we could get right. You love us that much that you're not going to leave us alone. You will never leave us nor forsake us. Even when we've turned our back on you, you don't leave. You love us in a way we don't understand love. Because we leave. We quit. You never do. We remember. You forget. We're so not like you. But you told us to follow you. And you would lead us. And so, Jesus, that's what we're doing today. We're flawed. We're screwed up. We're messed up in our life, many of us. But you're the way out. And so, Lord, we just commit this message to you, how you see fit, Holy Spirit, the living God, to burn it into our heart. In Jesus' name. And with heads bowed, before we have communion, you can leave here just coming to church and leaving lost. You can do that. Or you can say and own it today and say, you know what? My faith in Jesus isn't solid. The Bible says God so loved you and me that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, who died on a cross and he rose from the dead. He shed his blood for us so that we could be saved. He says in his word, if we believe in Jesus, we will have everlasting life. Our sins will be removed. Our names will be written in God's Lamb's Book of Life. Have you put your faith in Christ and not a church? Put your faith in Jesus and not yourself, your good works? Your good works might be better than mine, but they're not good enough. Without Jesus, we'll all perish. The Bible says, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Can I lead you in a prayer right now where you, from the inside of you, from your heart, you would say, I need you, Jesus. I want you in my life. I choose to believe in you and follow you. Can I lead you in a prayer like that right where you are today? Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I am. I know it. You know it. I am. I can't make this go away. And I ask you to forgive me, Lord. You forgive me, Lord. And Jesus, I want you to know, on this first Sunday, this Labor Day weekend, this renewal celebration day, Jesus, I want you to know, I truly believe in you. I do not understand it all. I do not understand how you could love me like you do. But Lord, I choose by faith today to put my trust in you. To put my trust in you. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe you're God's only Son. Come into my life and live through me. Come into my life and love through me, God, I pray. I mean this from my heart. In Jesus' name. With heads bowed, I don't do this every week, but I am today. How many would say with an uplifted hand, Pastor Gary, I said that prayer and I really meant that, Pastor. That was me, and not what somebody else did. That was just me, preacher. That was just me today. Man, I love that. I love that out of you guys. I love seeing that today. Lord, help us as we go have communion. Help us to remember what we've heard and just go with us. And Lord, I pray a lot of folks can come back with us tonight. We're doing this all because we want people to come to you, Lord, and get right with you. That's all we're doing this for, Lord, tonight. I pray people would see that, not see it as some gimmick, but see it as we just want to have a special day where we can get clean and start fresh. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's have communion. Thank you guys for being patient. Does it feel good to be back home, buddy? Praise God. Come on, guys. Praise the Lord. Hey, good to see you.